Blessed are they who seek and inquire of Him and crave Him with their whole heart. Yes, they do know unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed and established to observe your statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame when I have respect to all of your commandments. I will praise and give thanks to you with an uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed and keeping watch according to your word. And with my whole heart have I sought you and inquired for you and yearning for you. And your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. And with my lips have I declared and recounted all the ordinances of your mouth, and I have rejoiced in your ways and testimonies. And I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways, and I will delight myself in your statutes. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live, and I will observe your word. And open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. And I am a stranger and a temporary resident on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me, O Lord. And my heart is breaking and longing for you and your ordinances and judgments at all times. And you rebuke the proud who err and wander from your commandments. Take away from me reproach and contempt, for I keep your testimonies. And your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. And my earthly life cleaves to dust. Revive me according to your word. Make me to understand your precepts, so shall I meditate on and talk of your wondrous works. My life dissolves and weeps itself away for heaviness. Raise me up and strengthen me according to your word. I have chosen the way of truth and faithfulness. Your ordinances I have set before me. I will run the way of your commandments when you give me a heart that is willing. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the very end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law. Yes, I will observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for in them I do delight. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and restore me to vigorous health in your ways. Establish your word and confirm your promise to your servant, which is for those who reverently fear you. Behold, I long for your precepts, and in your righteousness, give me a renewed life. Let your mercy and loving kindness come also to me, O Lord, even your salvation according to your promises. And then shall I have an answer for those who taunt and reproach me, for I lean on you and trust in your word. And take not your word out of my mouth, for I hope in your ordinances. I will keep your law continually and forever, and I will walk at liberty and at ease. And I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be put to shame. For I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love, and my hands I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And this is my comfort and consolation in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life. When I have recalled your ordinances from of old, O Lord, I have taken comfort. And your laws have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. And I have remembered your name, O Lord, in the night, and I have observed your law. You are my portion, O Lord, and I have promised to keep your words, and I have entreated your favor with my whole heart. And be merciful and gracious to me according to your promise. I consider my ways. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. And though the cords of the wicked have enclosed and ensnared me, I have not forgotten your law. And at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. And I am a companion of all of those who fear and worship you, for those who observe and give heed to your precepts. And the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy and loving kindness. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your promise. Teach me good judgment. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now your word do I hear and obey. You are good and kind, and you do good. Teach me your laws. The arrogant and godless have put together a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn your laws. The law from your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. And your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. And those who reverently fear and worship you, you will see me and be glad because I've hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right and righteous and in faithfulness, and you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your mercies and loving kindness and steadfast love be for my comfort according to your promises to your servant. And let your tender mercy and loving kindness come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. And let the proud be put to shame, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. And let those who reverently worship and fear you turn, and those who have known your testimonies. And let my heart be sound and wholeheartedly and blameless in your law, that I may not be put to shame. My soul languishes and grows faint for your salvation, but I hope in your word. and my eyes fail, watching for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? For I've become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget your laws. And all of your commandments are faithful and sure. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not your precepts. According to your steadfast love, give life to me, and then I will keep your testimonies of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And your faithfulness is from generation to generation, and you have established the earth, and it stands fast. And all are your servants, therefore they continue this day according to your ordinances. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. And I will never forget your precepts, O Lord, for it is by them that you have quickened me and granted me life. I am yours, therefore save me. Your precepts and required them as my urgent need. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen that everything has its limits and an end. But your commandments is exceedingly broad and extends without limits. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day long. And you, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever before me. And I have better understanding and deeper insight than all my teachers, because of your testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the aged, because I keep your precepts. And I've restrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word and obey them. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me